State law says a student must be sent home if lice or nits, that's the lice eggs, are found on their head. They can come back after receiving one treatment. But school districts are allowed to create more stringent no-nit policies, which can keep kids out of class for days. The American Academy of Pediatrics report says that's just not necessary. Austin Regional Clinic pediatrician Allison Ziari agrees.
Mainly because just understanding the life cycle of the human head lice, it really doesn't make sense to just be looking for the nits. There are good studies to show that even physicians can misdiagnose lice, school nurses certainly, parents especially.
You may be scratching your head right now just from hearing the word lice over and over again. Odds are you don't actually have them. It's just the power of suggestion, says registered nurse Penny Warner.
I do educational presentations at school, and that's the first thing I say is just go ahead and scratch, get it out of the way.
Warner owns Texas Lice Squad, a private lice removal company, which may have the world's only lice-related jingle.
We'll comb through your hair and check it twice. We can get rid of all that lice. Just give the Texas Lice Squad a call.
Warner takes issue with the AAP's contention that kids in school don't spread lice. She agrees misdiagnosis is prevalent. 50% of the people who visit her office to get rid of lice don't have them in the first place. But for those who do, she says it's easy to see a school-based pattern.
We'll see, several kids from one school, one classroom. Well, that's how it's getting spread. The other thing is they still advocate the use of pesticides, and the research shows that the bugs have grown resistant to it.
Dr. Ziari says resistance is hard to gauge and blames user error with lice removal products more than pesticide-immune lice. Now, back to the state law that allows districts to keep kids out until they're nit-free. Could it be changed based on the recent report? Sure, the Texas Pediatric Society says they do tend to follow AAP recommendations. But honestly, getting a bill passed to do that isn't a high priority. And in a legislative session where lawmakers will have to work toward aligning the state with the new federal health care bill and quite possibly cut about $18 billion from the budget, the lice lobby isn't likely to get much time with lawmakers. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.